Okay, good. Well, you should apologize. Do I have dirt on my nose? What's that on my nose? Oh, is she leaving? I'm kidding. What's that on my nose? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant, who is that on my nose? That's fucked. That's fucked. I know, it's fucked. But you know what I'm going to do, man? What am I going to do? I'm me. All right, here's my challenge tonight. the bar fight, two bar fights are in the books. As you know, Margaret won the first one. Ted Bell defeated Jeff Dowder in the second one. We have a third and a fourth coming up. I don't know what they are. I don't know what bar fight number three is supposed to be. I don't know what artwork they have put together. I wrote up a thing last night. I said, give us four. So what we do is have four bar fights. So two more. Okay. But right now, I don't think we planned it. Here's our plan, and I think you're going to love this. We're going to have four preliminary bar fights in total, and you're probably, you can, if you're with me, you understand what I'm saying. And we will have four winners. And we will seed them, and then we'll have two semifinals. So right now we have two qualifiers for the semis, which is Margaret Gray and Ted Bell. We need two more. Then they will be seeded 1 through 4, and we will have two semifinal fights. And then we're going to have the championship bar fight bout, which will be broadcast by myself, you know, by Jack I. Gagner or Joe Dickhead or somebody, you know. So we'll do a live, or we will do a, you know, download, which will be free to you guys who are backstage pass people, and it will be available per download to non-subscribers. We'll also have a live broadcast of that, or a live webcast. A live webcast of that. And what do I mean by live? Well, the same way the Milwaukee Line games were live. It was pre-recorded, but then we rolled it at a certain time. So it'll be a live event, better than, but explain that as a live event rather than an actual live play-by-play or a live, you know, as the fight happens thing. The reason for that is because so much fucking editing, you wind up stopping down and doing a ton of editing, man, on that shit. You know, what's up here with Jay-Z, man? You motherfucker. Oh, yeah. I can't believe it, but that's a Jay-Z song that could bring me to fucking tears. That just because it was about 9/11, you know, that song. I'm sitting here like I'm almost choking up listening to this. Because all these tunes, man, that came out around that time, you know, every song about New York, you know, just... I think it's because I'm getting old, too. The older I get, the more I'm ready to fucking bawl every time I see something. Animals, little kids, stuff, people in pain. It's very weird. Get ready for it, because it's going to happen to you. I'm Phil Hendry. Thanks. We'll see you next week. Dun, 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 dun. Wait a minute. I'm starting the show. I'm going to be on with Layla Gulen. Layla, how do you pronounce your last name? God damn it, I'm sorry. Layla Gulen? Gulen? Channel 24 in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm going to be on the morning show. She does the morning wake up Charleston show or whatever. And she's a great lady. And she was on KGO in San Francisco doing weather. She got an anchor shot and took it. Went to Charleston, South Carolina, where she is anchors the evening news there. Am I right about that? Yeah. And then she also does a morning show. I know she's anchoring some news, but she does do a morning show. And she's a nice lady and asked me to come on the show. I'd be thrilled to do it. And Layla, just remember me. Donald Trump, I would love to have played poker with him, man, because I could kick that motherfucker's ass. I'll tell you why. He has no poker face. Even when he says major conflict coming up with North Korea, nobody believes it. No one believes it. The Koreans don't believe it. But the Koreans can't really, you know, they let me put it to you this way. They don't believe it, but they don't have any wiggle room there. So they have to sort of play ball. But if I were a betting man, In fact, I am a betting man. When it comes to Donald Trump, I win hands down every fucking time. That guy is not hard to read. That's why you do not hear about Donald Trump being a gambler. You don't hear about him. He owned casinos, and guess what happened? Lost his fucking ass. But I never heard of him being a player, even a card player, or a blackjack, anything.
In New York!
My cat's outside. Thunder. Okay, so let's get over here, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. All right, so here's the bar fight that is just concluded. Ted Bell and Jeff Dotter, right? Right on. Now, what's going to be our next one? Well, we don't have it yet. That's just the post. That's the post for the show. So what is our next bar fight? I have no idea. But anyway, this one's just concluded. Ted Bell was the winner, I believe, 72% to whatever the hell it is, 28% for Jeff Dotter. So his ass is gone. So the two winners are Margaret and Margaret right there and Ted Bell right there. We've got two more fights coming up, and it ought to be a beautiful thing, man. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know who's going to win. You guys pick the winner, basically. And then we're going to have our big championship bout. All right, so fuck that. We're all done doing that. We're all done talking about that. You know what I was trying to do, though? I was trying to blow it up, man.
New York! The thing! And everything!
I wish I could make this go away. This little bar here. I don't like this thing, man. There they are. There's the team. I need a little more.
Yeah? Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. A little more. Man?
Yeah, there you go. There's the crew. And, so then I could do a thing where, do this. I was going to wait until tomorrow to announce the next round. Hey, sorry, I had that old post pinned to the top of the page and did not unpin. My fault, easily. Well, if we wait till tomorrow... Wait a second. If we wait till tomorrow, then it won't get announced on a show. Then it won't get announced on a show till, well, I guess on a free show till Monday. Who do we have artwork for? Okay, how about a good fight tomorrow would be... Have we done Bob Green? Bob Green, Pastor Rennie. How about, R.C. Collins versus Bob Green would be a funny next fight, I think. This will be fight number four. All right, so we're going to do R.C. Collins versus Bob Green. So I'll just, it can wait till, they won't hear this. People won't hear this podcast. My God, past till tomorrow. Yeah, living in America. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. Let me see here, man. What we got going on here? We got 57,000 likes on our fan page. It's good.
Thunder.
I don't need a... What? Why do I got a fucking cat at this point in my life, goddamn? I need a dog, man. I don't need a goddamn cat. Although dogs are just as emotionally... I got a cat. All my cats are emotionally needy. They're like fucking dogs, you know? This cat I got, Thunder, you know, she's just on my ass morning, noon, and night. She wants to do something... Run around, play, this, that. The fuck is this? Oh, I see what it is. Okay, never mind. Oh, that was heavy. That was the, that was a long time ago, man. Now, remember the Friday night chat we did from my friend Don's house?
What happened?
Oh, you just got to look at the, I'm just kidding. Top secret. Not really. I mean, it's, let's see. Yeah, I figured as much. All right, what's wrong with this, man? Oh, yeah, okay. Come on, motherfucker. Let's go, bitch. Hey, man, what's the story here? Jesus Christ. Man. I'm just a goofy guy, man. I'm just out of my mind. I'm nuts. Look at these people in the 70s. Little did they know the complicated world that lay ahead. I was in my 20s then, so all the people you see there in their 20s, that's me. Maybe I'm this guy. I don't know how old that guy is. So I was in my 20s then. Now I'm one of the old guys, you know, I'm one of the older generation. And all those old guys you see there, they're fucking dead. This dude's got to be older than I was. He looks like he's in his 30s probably, so he's like some old motherfucker. That guy is probably in his 50s now. And we have inherited this world, you know. And it is a crazy motherfucking world, dude. Crazy motherfucking world. Way crazier than it was back then. We thought it was crazy then. Forget it. Forget it. Back then, we even had presidents back then that were predictable. We even got any fucking presidents that are predictable anymore. We got fucking... Everything's weird. All right. Bullshit. All right, there we go. Okay. Take a look at our time. Was it 10 minutes? So I have Jim Sadler and Emery Clayton, Vernon Dozier, and I think I should have with Vernon Dozier.
And this is the attorney.
Well, we have the attorney... William Rutadulia. William, how are you?
Hello. Yeah. Well, the way I've seen it, well, hello. Yeah. Hi. Well, the way my understanding is that...
And Don Mixa, you're representing the...
Right now I am, Phil. Let me ask you.
Now the voice is too similar.
Yes, I represent Mr. Dilday. Yes, I do. I represent Mr. Dilday, and he feels aggrieved and injured. And now, why does he feel injured? Well, he feels that the pointing out his name as being unusual holds him up to ridicule. And is that because of the comparison I made? Yes, absolutely. They're not a flattering comparison.
See, Vernon Dozier... One of his coaches is named Rance Dilday, and Vernon said it was a very unfortunate name, and now he's being threatened with a lawsuit. Here's a guy here. I don't know how old this guy is. Who is this cat? Who are these guys? This guy looks like he probably was my age. This is 1979, so I was 27. Man, little did we know. Little did we know. Look at that motherfucker. What the fuck is that cat lifting? I recognize that guy. What is that shit, cheese? Blocks of cheese will be lifted by our... Doesn't give their names. Come on, dude, you got to clear that floor. You got to clear the floor. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. Good effort. You know, man, it ain't worth the fucking hernia. It ain't worth the rupture. God damn, I'm going to bust the fucking blood vessel. Come on, dude. That ain't good enough. Not good enough. Didn't do it. This looks like they're in New York City now. Yeah, or where is it? New York City... The last one was in L.A. Yeah, this guy is recognizable. This is Sid Finkelman. I don't know who the fuck it is. Who is this cat? I don't think this guy's a football player. I don't think any of these dudes are football players. I think they're maybe weightlifters. This guy is fucking amazing. Yeah, he cleared that sumbitch. All right, I guess you the man with the master plan. Tom Magee. Who the fuck is Tom Magee? John Gamble, Simon... Don't know any of these guys. All right. Look at this guy. Yeah, hi. Well, that's John Paul Sigberson. And now R.C. Collins versus Bob Green will be our next fight. Then we got to have Pastor William Rennick in there. And I think it'll be Pastor William Rennick and Steve Bozell. And I don't think Steve Bozell's got a prayer. I don't know. I think Pastor Rennick is going to win that fight. Let me see here, man. Jay Santos? I think R.C. Collins... I mean, excuse me, Pastor William Rennick and Jay Santos. Pastor William Rennick probably wouldn't have prayer because he's a man of God. I don't know. Okay. All of that shit aside... Oh, fuck! I forgot. God damn it, okay. Hey. Wait a minute. I'm always fucking this up. There it is there. Jason Wilden for the week 424. Is that this week? Yeah, it is. Yeah, 424. And, oh man, this thing is really a pain in the ass. No, no, No. Fucking no. There we go. That's what I want. There's a certain format that just is not working with my the way things are configured here. So they actually give me a different format like that. Whatever, man. You know. Is that audible? Okay. No, you better. All right. Nothing. Never mind. It's all good. There we go. Ah, shit. You fucking dipshit, man. No. No, don't do that. There we go. You know what I wish? I wish tonight. Maria and Catherine are in Bermuda. They just sent me a text, and they're having a ball. Maria got straight A's. She aced her finals in her, you know, her program, her marriage family counseling program at Pepperdine. She's kicking ass, man. But I got a, you know, message from them. They're in Bermuda, and I was thinking, God damn it, you know what I'd love? I would love to go for a steak dinner at Prime, which is right over here in Westlake Village. Westlake Village? Yeah. Or Agoura, I forget which. God damn, is it good. This is a brand new steakhouse we discovered. Because I'm a little tired of Mastro's. In fact, I'm real tired of Mastro's. And nothing against Mastro's. It's just, it's too, it, you know, it's like a fucking cafeteria in there now. This joint, Prime, on Old Agoura Road, I think. Man, it's beautiful. Great, great atmosphere. you feel like, you know, every table is kind of separate. I don't know what it is about Mastro's. And the same thing with Ruth's Chris. You feel like you're in a big-ass dining hall or something. But anyway, I really miss that place. I'd love to go over there and have another good steak dinner over there, man. That place was the bomb. And then I also found an Italian place. And it's all in keeping with my diet, too, which I'm down to 230. So I'm back on fucking track. And how did I get back on track? Well, I hate to say it, but, you know, Maria's out of town with Catherine, so I'm not going out to dinner and eating like a fucking pig anymore. Or at least not anymore, but where's my audacity? All right, how much time we got here? Is that it? 30? Fuck me. All right. I'm ready if you are. Oh, nothing at all. That's it, man. We're starting with testing 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3.